Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. This week, John Goodger, the CXO of People in Flow, is going to talk about the training side to HR and Flow. So pop the kettle on, grab a couple of biscuits, and pop your feet up.
People in Flow is the training arm of HR and Flow. We provide you with high quality, result focused training and learning services. We work with you and your organisation to help you develop your leadership and management, the wide ranging business skills essential at all levels of your business, and the organisational culture, the shared beliefs and values that guide the thinking and behavioural styles that your reputation depends on.
Thank you, John. So what was one element that makes People in Flow different to other organisations?
Well, we've developed the Ripple Programme. It's a holistic approach to enable you to develop and sustain a professional, fully effective and continuously improving organisation. The three areas are the Impact Ripple, the Leadership Ripple, and for your HR and L&D specialism, the Influence Ripple. The Ripple Programme comprises a series of standalone modules that flow across these three areas to create a ripple effect of continuous improvement that flows across your whole organisation.
So the Ripple Programme is what makes you unique, but who do you add value to? Who takes this Ripple Programme?
Well, the Ripple Programme adds value to organisations and to all the individuals working within that organisation. In the Ripple Programme, there's no big bang solution. It is about taking a measured approach to developing your staff and your organisation. It's also about us giving a range of options to meet staff and individual needs. All our events are focused on each individual's needs and on working with their real issues through to generating solutions that can be put into place.
And when and where do you think you'd make the biggest difference within an organisation?
Well, we believe the Ripple Programme will have an immediate, continuous and ongoing impact in your business. As your staff work through the Ripples, the level of improvement within your organisation as a whole will increase significantly.
So take the Six Nations earlier this month where England broke their winning streak. It wasn't expected. Maybe if they'd worked better as a team, they could have increased their performance and therefore their results. What do you think, John?
Well, Zoe, following the People in Flow principles of using its questioning style of answering why before what, followed by who, when and where, before identifying the how, why do we play on a wet, cold afternoon with an oval-shaped ball that has a mind of its own? Let's just jump straight to the obvious solution, use a round ball, and then England would have won. But being serious, that's following the way many businesses choose to operate, by jumping from why to how without covering the essential questions in the middle.
Okay, so another example of England's breakdown could be earlier in the tournament when they played Italy. Now, Italy refused to rug. There was quite a fair amount of disconnect within the England team in response to this. But what would you say to that?
Well, this was a great shock to England, and it completely threw their game plan for longer than it should. The leaders slash team on the field and on the touchline needed to adjust to the changing situation quickly. They did not. The skill levels of the England players and their individual attributes were affected by this unexpected occurrence. As individuals, they were not able to overcome the problem. Each individual can cause their own ripple, but together, working together, they can create a wave. The England team failed to operate as a team for 40 minutes, and only when they had half time did they consider, why is this happening? Why are we failing to deal with the situation facing us? What problems is the non-forming of rucks causing us? What are the options open to us to combat this non-forming of rucks? Who can make a difference in the next 40 minutes? When and where can we implement the range of options open to us? And finally, and only then, how then are we going to implement the changes we have now agreed as a team?
I take what you're saying, but we have to remember that in the heat of the moment, it can be very difficult to construct a rational approach to a problem. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, a multi-skilled team which works together as a fully engaged unit should have been able to overcome the sort of problems England encountered. However, when the emotions override the old ice-cold rationality, things can and do go wrong. In fact, you could argue it was repeated in Dublin in the Grand Slam match.
John's analysis through the application of the principles of the Ripple Programme demonstrates how unique and effective our approach would be for you. If you'd like to know more information, please contact us on 01280 823 702 or on info@peopleinflow.com. Next week, we will have Neville Pritchard talking to us and we will be celebrating HR and Flow's birthday. But in the meantime, you should probably get back to work.